Fox Ghost has made his triumphant debut in the Magic Kingdom. The World Celebration area has opened in Epcot, along with the luminous Nighttime Spectacular. We have news and reviews of some of the Festival of the Holiday booths on episode 170 of the Mickey Foul podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Mickey File podcast. I'm Scott, and with me is my lovely wife, Karen. I'm on remote.
We're on remote. Hello, everybody.
No, you're at the home studio. I'm on remote.
That's true.
So, it's another episode. We are another week closer to 2024 and Christmas.
I know.
Our cruise. We got our luggage tags today.
Yeah, I actually didn't go to check the mail, but I saw that they're out there.
I don't know why I thought from all the pictures I see online of people going, I don't know what these are. Are these the keys to my room?
It says right on there, it's luggage tags.
I think it's usually for people like staying there. Like on at parks, not on cruise.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, the pictures always look like they come in a box. So I'm surprised it's just an envelope in the mail.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably shouldn't be, but I was surprised by it. This is the first time. Like, yeah, I mean, they're just luggage tags.
But no, they're literally paper tags that just go around the handle. They're not like fancy.
Oh, they're not the cool tags.
No, well, they're nothing fancy. Yeah.
Then who cares?
Yeah, they just have our room number on it. They have our names on it. I think they gave us two of each. Two under each of our names. So we have a total of four tags. But they're like what they do at the airport. Like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought they were at least like, you know, plastic tags.
No, they're not fancy.
We're actually going to take the bus from from Disney World to Port Canaveral.
I know.
I think that it's going to be comparable in price to parking the car.
It is.
And we don't have to drive.
Correct. Which means...
But we also, you know, have to get on the bus to get home, so...
Yeah, but that's okay. We can still be relaxed.
Yeah.
And then we're coming back and spending the night when we get back. Doing stuff with our
party bus.
Party bus. That's what I'm up for. Party bus.
Yeah.
We can have a beverage before the cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Went over to Disney World last week again.
We did. Had a nice time.
Yeah, just a day trip. Not a day trip. We did spend the night, but
last minute we decided to spend the night.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just like we went over Friday around noon by the time we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then left Saturday morning.
Yes, because we had to be back. Actually, yeah, we left there around noon.
By noon, yeah. Back. Or just afternoon, yes.
Yeah, because we had to get back for our city's Winter Wonderland, which included a golf cart parade.
Right. And a drone show.
I know, the drone show was pretty cool.
It was pretty neat.
Decorate the cart.
Yeah. It's pretty neat how they do that.
I know, it was very cool. I liked it.
All right, well, let's start the news and then we'll talk about what we've done.
Okay. All right. On the last day of November, Disney finally came through and put the Hatbox Ghost in the Haunted Mansion in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I didn't think there was any way they were going to make it.
I did not think that either. So, but it, you know.
I know forced perspective and all that. First of all, I mean to say he's really cool.
Yes. But, it was way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
But And you just, so we always say in there, they need to slow that ride down so you can take in everything.
Yes.
Although, you know, let's face it, they've got to push people through it. And also, I think there's a lot of things in there they don't want you looking too closely at, lest you see how it's done.
Correct.
But when we got to him, his head was on his shoulders. And as we turned the corner out of view, it just had switched over to the hapbots. So they either need to speed the effect up or slow the vehicles down, because you're not, like, you didn't get to see the effect.
Right. Basically, right when we first turned the corner in, it just hit, his head had just popped up to his shoulders.
Yeah. And as we left, it happened again. So we didn't get to see it in the box. Now, the people behind us, in front of us, got to see it only in the box.
Right.
You know,
so it needs to be just be slowed at just a minuscule amount,
or just speed up his part of the effect,
right?
Because I would like to see it.
Yes, and I've always said in the attic, I want it to be just a little bit slower. I just seeing.
I mean, I get all
the
that. Effects.
I just like seeing the stuff, and I think
I get all this. But it's a giant chain of cars, like. They all have to go the same speed all the time. It's a chain.
Right.
So
I understand.
Knowing that they're not going to slow it down because they have to get as many people as they can through that ride per hour. Right. They need to speed up the hatbox so we can actually see the effect. The other thing is he's like 4 feet tall. I know that animatronics are not life size.
Right.
But the two that like really stand out to me as being tiny is the Hatbox Ghost and the guy in the white jacket with the glasses at the top of Spaceship Earth in the rocket control room.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like, both of those seem like very small people.
Yes.
More so than others. Mm-hmm. Maybe because both of them are so isolated. That there's nothing to put it into, you know, like, this is the height of everybody.
Right. But
both of them seem like really small to me.
Hey, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Like, the Hatbox Ghost might be 5 feet tall, but he doesn't look it.
No. He looked very short.
Yeah. Including the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Which now, maybe not including the hat, but the hat's like a foot. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That hat doesn't reach you 6 feet tall. There's no way.
No.
Anyway, but it's very cool. I'm glad he's there finally.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. So we got to see him not on the 30th when he debuted. We saw him on the 1st.
Correct.
Yeah, we went on Friday the 1st.
Right. So I'm glad we got to, but you know, by the time we realized we couldn't go that day. It's really just what it came down to. We couldn't go out on the 30th. So, and I think
we could have gone on the 30th.
Yeah.
But we weren't going to.
Right.
But we could have gone on the 30th.
We could have, yes. It just made more sense to go on the 1st.
This is going to sound hypocritical, and it is.
Okay.
Parks are miserable on opening days because of all the influencers.
You are not wrong.
I mean, whenever something is debuting, the parks are miserable with all the bloggers, YouTubers, and podcasters.
I will contest that one from...
Done two of them recently. I am not in a hurry to go back for a third.
Yeah.
I will be more than happy to let them get the kinks out and see it a couple of days later or a week or whatever.
Luckily, I think I was going the opposite direction last night, so it was better. So.
Probably because you didn't get over there at rope drop.
Right. Well, most of them were there all through the night, though, too. But it was crazy. Some of the stuff watching some of them, it was, yeah.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Oh, speaking of opening day miserableness.
Exactly.
Miserableness, is that a word? I think it is.
Sure.
It is now.
It is now. Epcot World Celebration Gardens, Dreamers Point, and Luminous, The Symphony of Us, debuted on Walt's birthday, which was yesterday, December 5th, at Epcot.
So we discussed last week, the Walt mm-hmm. statue looks way less doing his business than the original pictures did.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. You know, yeah. And it's not the same pose.
It's not the what?
The same pose. Like Roy with Minnie is sitting on the bench in a specific pose, which happens to be like the same pose as the guy outside of Raglan Road, basically.
Correct. Right.
You know, like there is a pose that they do when they put people on a bench in a statue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is not the same pose. So that is nice. Cool. It is. Right.
And you can actually go and put your arm around them. It's really neat.
Yeah. So, I can't wait. So that guy gets to take a picture with his, you know, long lost twin.
Yeah, he was there today.
I bet he was.
Yeah. You know, it did open. It was way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
It was.
But yeah, the colors and the way it worked was really neat. And there were obviously so many cast members there, mainly in the gardens with Spaceship Earth. A lot of them, you know, I talked to one of them. I'm like, so when does Spaceship Earth light up? But he picks up and looks at his watch. He goes, in about 2 minutes.
So
like, I can't wait to see what it looks like. He goes, neither can I.
You know, I guess it's not any different than the hub area, you know, there.
Yeah.
The area with the fake grass.
Right.
Probably bigger than the hub is, but I don't really understand it because it's like a dead space.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a college quad or a giant Starbucks patio in the daylight anyway, watching it on Facebook, watching you walk around there.
Yes.
I mean, it's really cool.
Yeah. Once I really walked around and looked at all of the things there, it's really more college quad rather than Starbucks. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Just with all the charging stations and the tables, it reminded me of a Starbucks.
Yes.
Which probably makes sense. There's a Starbucks like 5 feet from it. So good for them.
Right. Right. And some of the patterns that are inside the connections emulates in the gardens, like with some of the lights and things like that. But it was just very, you know, I don't feel calm and relaxed in a Starbucks. I know that sounds, you know, seems weird, but, some college campuses that I've been on, it just looks very inviting. You want to sit down, you want to take it in. That was really
some hacky sack.
No, not hacky sack.
Ultimate frisbee.
No, but it just made you want to kind of just walk around or just sit on one of the benches, and the way they had seating just kind of built in to the planters and things like that was just really, it was very cool.
It is. And it's interesting to me because Disney is not one that is known for providing areas for you to chill out.
Correct.
They want you in the stores and restaurants, not hanging out in the middle, but that's what they've set up there, which is cool.
Which they've set up for Epcot because there aren't a lot of places to go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not, you know, like for example, at Magic Kingdom and, you know, in the hub and everything, you have, you know, you have Casey's Theater, you have the Plaza, you have the Tomorrowland Terrace, place you can all go sit. They don't have that really.
Right.
But they also want people to, you know, enjoy the space, be able to relax, be able to, you know, as one of the cast members said, kind of, you know, rejuvenate yourself to get up and then continue on your journey.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a really interesting way of describing it. So
it's very cool. I can't wait to see it in person this weekend.
Yeah. And like I said, the honestly, the video and the photos don't do it justice at all. Even though those came out really cool.
Yeah, no, I believe
it is completely different. So
I understand that. That's true of most things at Disney, to be honest with you, except the food. Right. Photos usually do them more justice. But other than that,
you're not wrong.
Especially the Disney photos, which we will talk about later.
Yeah.
Photos of things.
Right.
How things look versus how they taste. Because
mm-hmm. Yes.
Both looking at you, France. So Luminous.
Yes.
Obviously, I was watching it on Facebook.
Yes. So I picked our favorite spot in Japan to watch it.
Yeah. I was watching it on Facebook.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's really cool looking.
Yes.
It is very lighty.
It is very
a lot cool. of multicolored lights,
yes.
Which is very cool.
Yes, but I want to add a thing here. Like with Harmonious, they had the barges, so you had all the lights on that, and they were higher up.
Mm-hmm.
This had it sitting much farther down in the water.
Yeah, yeah, you could definitely pick that up.
Right, right.
It was very cool.
Yes. The effects that they were doing with the fireworks and the water was really amazing.
Yeah, and there were some neat fireworks. This is the best fireworks show they've done for sure.
Yeah. And we love the fact that, you know, the cannons were shooting, you know, in, and then they had the other one shooting out, and mm-hmm. then how they made the heart in the middle with the fireworks. That was actually really cool. It was the one they did, like, four times they did the heart, and then they were shooting actual heart-shaped fireworks.
Right, right. So I did see somebody in one of our Facebook groups that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in China and got covered in ash. I feel like that has a lot more to do with the wind last night in Central Florida than it does being in China.
Yes.
But at least that shows that they were doing a lot of fireworks, because here's my problem, and I have the same problem with Enchantment.
Okay.
From watching it on Facebook, so maybe it will be different in person. But this thing is supposed to be like, you know, their big 100th anniversary fireworks show that they waited till the end of the year to debut.
Right.
So you got 100 years of music. Why is it the same 6 songs in every fireworks show? It's like they took the Happily Ever After soundtrack and then threw the Illuminations narrator on top of it.
Right.
Like, can we hear a different song? I don't even care if they do an original, you know, You Are the Magic or Happily Ever After, whatever kind of song for it. I don't care about that.
Right. Just not the same 6 songs.
But it's not. It's the same 6 songs that are in Happily Ever After and Enchantment.
Enchantment
and
Harmonious.
Okay, but Harmonious, they did them in different languages, which was super cool and very Epcot.
Yes. Yes.
This was just basically the Happily Ever After soundtrack. And every time you'd start to get really excited and into it, then they would stop and have that narrator drone on. I mean, speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it didn't have the flow that I was hoping it would have, that even Harmonious I felt like had because of the way it was done.
Right. Now
I was watching it on iPad. So it may be totally different in person, but that was the impression I got from watching it live. And a lot more people watched it live last night or have watched videos of it today than saw it actually in person last night. Probably. Which is probably why the reaction on Facebook is not great.
Right.
Of course, because I don't really care about that because they hated Enchantment and they hated Harmonious. And 18 years ago, they hated Happily Ever After. You know, right. That's just a thing.
Right. And I even said, kind of befriended people standing in the same area I was. And they're like, you know, they've got a lot to live up to from Harmonious, you know, this whole thing. And we both, you know, the four of us said, you know, we really enjoyed it. We liked the fireworks. We liked the effects that they had with it. We need to hear it again to have a better judgment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I think it needs to grow on me. Because I felt that way the first time with Enchantment, because part of it is where we saw it. But the first time I was like,
I remember what I said about Enchantment.
Which was?
When we were walking out. Right. It was Happily Ever After with better projections and worse music.
Okay. But then I grew to like it a lot more the more I saw it.
They also changed it.
Right. They added the Walt and Roy part. Yes.
Right.
So it made a big difference. That one had a lot more emotion once they added that part to it.
Right.
It made a big difference.
And that was my thing watching it last night, was that every time it started to get some emotion, then the narrator, everything stopped and the narrator spoke. Yeah. And yes. You were like, okay.
Right. The flow isn't there.
No.
Right. So that's why I'm reserving my judgment.
I
enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Again, I want to watch it again. Maybe in a part where I can, you know, I'm not going to stand there for an hour.
The part that is not going to change for me, I'm pretty sure.
Is the six songs. It may not be six.
It may be five. It may be seven. I don't know for sure.
Right. But it's the same
songs. It's the same songs. I mean, can we hear some different songs? You got a lot of movies.
Yeah. I know.
You know, you got a lot of movies that are not represented in this, that are classic movies.
Yes.
Or at least some different versions. It is Epcot.
Right.
You could do those songs like you did in Harmonious.
In other languages.
Right. Which I think would be cool.
Yes. Now, the one thing I thought was super cool is that Spaceship Earth lit up for part of this near the end. It's the first time they've done that. Spaceship Earth actually was included in it. Usually it stayed off until the very end of the fireworks. Then it came back.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, there's our Luminous review for what it was.
Yes. So, and I was trying to do my best to live stream. The gimbal wasn't working the best, so I tried to do the best I could. Okay. Eat in Disney Springs has opened their doors on Monday, December 4th. Excuse me. That's the... quick service. I guess it's a quick service.
I don't even know what it is.
It's
somebody who's on some TV show who opened a restaurant. But
she has lots of restaurants all over the world.
Yeah, I know that.
Right. So it's more of a kind of a quick
service. Her name's like Manit or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So they open there and it's down by Earl of Sandwich, between Earl of Sandwich and the Christmas shop.
Right.
The Christmas store. So it's officially.
Did you see our friend John on Monday posted a picture at like early of the friggin' line outside that building, like insane for a restaurant. I'm sorry. It's insane.
Nope. Yeah. I'll try it. We'll do, do a mobile order or something. Yeah. I'm not in a real hurry. Not like we won't be going back. On the Disney Eats, I guess, website? That'd be a good way of describing it? Disney Park Eats website?
Yeah. And so it's on the Disney Parks blog under Disney Eats.
Right. They're providing 5 cookie recipes to celebrate what was National Cookie Day on December 4th.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cool that they actually give the actual recipe.
Yeah. So they have the chocolate peppermint cookie from the Contemporary Resort,
which we have not tried yet.
No. The melted snowman sugar cookie from Pizza Rizzo.
Uh-huh.
Snickerdoodle cookies from Epcot International Festival of the Holidays, presented by Advent Health.
And that one has Snicker bar pieces in it.
Right. The bourbon eggnog snowflake cookies from Jack Lindsay's Hangar Bar and the snowman shortbread cookies from Disneyland.
Right.
The melted snowman sugar cookie is cute. I think we had that last year.
Yeah. It is really cute.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just think it.
I mean, they're cookies.
The actual recipe. Yeah.
The snickerdoodle cookie, I'm interested in, even though that's like a snickerdoodle, like that's a thing. It's not something they came up with, but I mean, they're cookies. It's not really something they came up with anyway.
Right.
So.
I know, but I just think it's neat.
But it is cool. Like the recipes are available at the Disney Parks blog under Disney Eats.
Yes, and we can even put it in the show notes.
We can, if I can remember. We will. We'll put it in the show notes.
Okay. Disney Plus subscriber perks announced for the holiday season, which includes a Disney Treasure Cruise sweepstakes, includes some free Marvel comics, Loungefly, and Funko discounts.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I tried to go register for the cruise and I could not because I logged in under my ID.
Yeah.
I still think it's kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So this was announced today. Pixar's Soul, Luca, and Turning Red are coming to theaters starting in January of 2024. As everyone knows, they were originally premiered on Disney Plus, kind of during and post-pandemic. So Soul is coming to theaters on January 12th. Turning Red is going to be released on February 9th. And Luca on March 22nd. Turning Red and Luca will also have 2 little shorts, Pixar shorts, included with those. Right. Soul is the regular, just a full movie.
Well, I mean, they're all guaranteed to make money in the theater, right? Because for this year anyway, because they've all been paid for.
Exactly. So there we go.
I wonder why it's the Pixar ones.
I don't know.
Because they're sitting on some Marvel movies, although I think that their concern is that everybody is tired of Marvel right now.
Maybe that's it. And they're trying
Black Widow was in the theater for like, I don't know, a week or something.
Right.
Not very long. It was released at the same time on Disney Plus, so who went to see it? But
true.
Black Widow's there. And Onward is a little surprising. Thought that was a really good movie.
I thought that was really good too. You know, I don't know.
They've kind of ignored it.
Yeah.
You know, every year they got the whole big Soul thing in the American Adventure and Turning Red merchandise is everywhere in the park.
Mm-hmm. And the Luca thing they had for DVC, remember they had one of the prints was a Luca thing?
Right.
The little prints they gave when you go tour.
Was it Luca? I guess it was.
Yeah, well, they had Luca. They had the Riviera one, and they had Luca. They had 2 different ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah. but nothing for Onward, which was... All right. Walt Disney World annual pass holders received wrapping paper and gift tags over the past week or so. And it's nice wrapping paper.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
No, I'll show it to you tomorrow when you get home.
I think that's what we said last week when it came.
Well,
and I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's on the dining room table.
Yeah, I know.
Along with everything else.
Yeah.
But I've kind of kept it protected. I didn't want it to have something get put on it and messed up because I want to use it. So.
Right.
Yeah. The annual pass holders that may have missed the Oswald and Figment magnets are now able to get them, if they're here, December 6th through December 19th. They're available for pickup at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
You know, they did that this summer, right? With all the other ones, or spring, or whatever it was.
Right.
Where did they do it in Animal Kingdom? I don't remember.
I believe it's at Chester's and Hester's, which I believe is the store.
Oh, that's in Dinosaur Land.
Right, between Dino Land and Dinosaur. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So additionally, annual pass holders are able to pick up a complimentary wish poster for a limited time at the Creation Shop in Epcot, also from December 6th through December 19th. I mean, it's not a huge poster. It's small, but it's still kind of neat.
Remember when they used to do posters for the festivals? We have one hanging on our wall our bedroom, signed by the artist.
I know.
We should go back and do those.
I think they still do. They're just not doing them as big. They're making them small.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I mean, this is like a full-size, like, you know, two by three or whatever it is poster.
Yeah.
I think it's the 25th. Is that right?
Sorry?
I think it's like the 25th or something that we got. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
You know, when you hang something on your wall, you then proceed not to ever look at it again.
You're not wrong.
I mean, it's like right by the bed. I should look at it every time I get in bed. And I really don't.
Yeah.
There's a wine glass on it. I know that. And some color.
There's a what?
A wine glass and like splashes of color. That's all I can really picture right now of it.
It was Festival of the Arts. Because it's on my side. Yeah.
I thought it was Festival Food and Wine, but maybe it was. See? I don't know.
I'll go back and...
I'm telling you, once you put it on the wall, you never look at it again.
And I literally walk by it 3 times a night. So
there's a picture of our golf course from 100 years ago, literally 100 years ago, hanging over our fireplace. And I can't tell you right now what hole it is. I think it's number 6 because that's the one we live on. But right now, I can't tell you. It might be the clubhouse.
Yeah, it's 18, the original clubhouse.
Okay. See?
Yeah. But we have the one with our.
It's been hanging on our wall for
10 years.
8 years.
8 years, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think 10. It might be 10. I don't think it's 10 because for a while we had that one with Jack and the Kings Island one hanging there.
Right.
But yeah.
Anyway, again, you just don't notice these things. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. Once you put it on the wall, you're never going to look at it again. So
yeah. And the only thing that I look
when
at
you spend
all the time,
huge amounts of money on artwork at Festival of the Arts. You want to forget all about it, hang it on your wall because you'll never look at it again.
Right. And then it'll just appreciate in value.
Yeah. Or fade because of the UV light shining on it and disappear.
Yeah. That could happen too. So new store maps have been installed at various places around World of Disney in Disney Springs to help guests navigate where items are inside the store.
I saw that. It's a big really store.
It's a huge store.
I do I wish they'd do it at the Emporium.
Yes.
I don't get lost in World of Disney. I mean, I get separated from you. But you can pretty much see, you can pretty much see where things are in World of Disney. The Emporium.
You never know.
Well, because they, yeah, and every time something comes out new, they move four other items
right
from where you thought they were. But
right.
But that's cool.
Yeah. It's really good, especially if
you're and please do it in the Emporium.
Yes. You come in one entrance, you're like, all I want to do, I just want to find the Christmas shirt. And they have the, you know, and they have them, try to have them color coded too, you know, like the things around it. So I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
this next one's no surprise.
Yeah, I know. Blizzard Beach is closed again today, Wednesday, December 6th, and tomorrow, Thursday, December 7th, due to cooler temperatures. Again,
it is not cooler temperatures. I am 160 miles south of you and easily 200 miles south of Disney. And it is going to be in the 40s here tomorrow.
I was freezing last night at Epcot.
It was so cold the last three holes this morning.
Yeah.
Now we finished at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So we were early, you know.
Right. It was
it literally last night. It literally just got colder from the time we got there until the time we left. The high today on down here was only 72.
Yeah, the high here was like 65 or 66.
Now, let's see. Tomorrow it is going to be in the morning 49, it says.
Yeah. Let me see what mine says.
49 at 3 a.m. Guess what time I'm waking up? 4 a.m.
3 a.m.
No, 4 a.m. in the morning. I mean, I'm like 10 minutes away from the job.
Right.
But it was frigid.
Yeah, it's going to be 40. It's 5 a.m. It's going to be 43.
Yeah.
1 sec.
Nobody wants to be in the water when it's that. Nobody. So, good. Close it up.
Exactly, because nobody needs to be in the water when it's...
I don't know if they still do it. They used to close Adventure Island like November 1st until like March. I don't guess they probably still do that.
I thought it was a little bit open a little bit later in November because it was still warmer.
Yeah, maybe. You know, remember, we also used to close the pool at the club, the pool bar at the club Thanksgiving weekend until like February or March.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody was like, can we just buy like two heaters and not do that anymore?
Exactly.
It's 85.
Yeah.
No. So. Yeah, so, okay, they're closed again, but let's see, Bay Lake on, and you know what? I think you should probably expect some more closures being announced. But I just pulled up the next, like the 10-day forecast for Bay Lake, Florida, Saturday and Sunday. It's supposed to be 80 and 81. That's the only time it's going to touch 75 in the next week and a half.
Yeah, I would think Monday they're going to be closed.
With two more days in the 40s.
Yeah.
So, if you have plans, you might want to like be looking at alternatives.
Yeah, keep an eye on the weather.
Yeah. Fall is here. The week after, it'll probably be 90, but...
Probably.
Winter came early. It's been... Yeah. So it's been, like, really overcast and rainy this winter. Like...
Yeah.
The last time I was down here for this job that I'm doing right now...
Yeah.
Was when it took us 6 hours to do what So we did the golf course today, right? We started at 5:25 this morning on the first green.
Okay.
And we left there at 9:13. I just looked at my timesheet, which is how I know. I'm doing timesheets for the guys. Right. So the last time we were here, we didn't leave until like almost noon because of the rain. They had 5 inches that day of rain. Like, we didn't have a day this summer down here that we had 5 inches of rain. So we're making up for it this winter, which means it's going to be cold and wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. DBC news, now that we've done the weather.
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at next on the 17th, which is our Christmas party date. And it now shows that there's 60% chance of rain.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything this far out.
I know. I was just being funny because it's always that way.
Yeah. So,
DVC.
Okay. DVC news. 2025 DVC point charts have been released for all 16 of the Disney resorts. For the third straight year, virtually no changes to the seasons and point values for each accommodation, which makes sense because you have this many points and that's how it works.
Right. And the number of seasons they have.
So the only way you can raise the studios is if you lower one or two or three bedrooms.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. So there we go. Taxes applied to Disney Vacation Club stays at the Village of Villas at Disneyland Hotel will increase by a little over 3% in 2025. Mm-hmm. That's not a Disney thing. And opening of Blue Ribbon Corn Dogs has been delayed to 2024 on Disney's Boardwalk, which sounds horrifying, but it's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, it's 3 weeks.
I know, but they don't say when in 2024.
I know, but my God,
it's a corn dog cart.
It's a hot dog. Right. It's a carnival booth. So that is the news.
That is the news.
Also, if you're staying at the Boardwalk or find yourself at the Boardwalk after dark.
Yeah.
The streetmosphere is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
I was way more invested in those jump ropers than I should have been. I'm just saying.
You really were. We're waiting to see exactly what they were going to do. We're like, come on, you guys are like dragging this out. And I know it was intentional, but still.
And I am really impressed that they do a show, I don't know, 3 or 4 shows a night, but like 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. And yeah. They're half hour shows. So they jump rope for a half hour and then they take a half hour off and do it again. So God bless them for being in shape.
Exactly.
I couldn't do it. Nope. Maybe I could, but I'm not trying.
Right.
That ain't happening. So anyway, that's news.
That is news.
So, we already talked about Luminous.
We did.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope that came across. I just would like to see some different music every once in a while, guys.
Yes.
I know it's easy and I know they're popular songs.
Mm-hmm. But yes, I would like to hear other music as well. I think they did a very good job on the show.
Right.
But yes, I would like the more options as far as music.
That's it. More options.
Yep.
Especially when they have the same songs. Anyway.
Right.
You're going to see the same songs either the night before or the day after. So. Anyway, we went on the Friday after Thanksgiving, whatever day of the month that was, 24th, I believe.
It was the 24th, yes.
First day of the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays.
Correct.
And we tried some stuff. We were not one of those people who tried everything. that day.
No.
For a couple of reasons. One is I didn't have that kind of commitment to being there that day. The second one being we had more than enough food with what we did try, with three of us walking around trying food, by the way.
Yes. Yes.
So we did not really need to go any further. We would have been uncomfortable, I believe.
We really were. We were full.
Yeah. And also, I think we got lucky. We had really good stuff.
We did. Well, and we went, okay, people are going to get mad at us because of the direction we went. We knew that because it was the first day of the festival and all of the, you know, people are there. They're going to go Mexico side because that's what everyone does.
Because everybody starts in Mexico.
Right.
If you know anything about us, we don't start in Mexico. For a variety of reasons. One being, I get to the UK quicker and I can have a good beer.
Right. Two.
The other one is that everybody goes to Mexico.
And that there was no one in line.
No. So we rope dropped France for the festival.
We did.
Like basically. I mean, I don't know. We were there at like 11:10 or something.
Actually, well, hold on. I have the receipts here.
Yeah.
No, I can't find it. Yeah, would have been about 11:10, 11:15.
All right, we'll find the receipt. I mean,
I'm finding it. Here it is. 11:19.
Okay, but that's when we paid.
Yes.
So, you know, by the time we, I don't know, it might have been 10 minutes in line. Might have been five. But
no, there was only like four people in line.
Yeah, but I mean, it takes, you know.
It takes a couple minutes, yeah.
We didn't walk right up. It takes a couple minutes to get through that line. So
Yeah,
there wasn't. It was not the typical France line wrapped around that circle three times. And we walked right over and had a table on the water.
Exactly.
So, which to me is like primo spot. I like to look over the water.
Yes.
What did we get there?
We got I got to look here. Let me get you the actual names of everything. One second. All right. We had the, I can't even pronounce it. Rôti de jambon sauce. I'll just go to English. Roasted ham with mushrooms, pearl onions, bacon, mustard sauce, and roasted sweet potatoes.
Okay, so we teased this a little bit earlier. How much was that?
It was $7.75.
Okay, it was a good portion.
Like, it was.
It was a pretty good portion, you know?
Yes.
Like probably equivalent to a cup of soup.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, different layout. So we kind of teased this before about presentation. It was delicious.
It was very good.
Really delicious.
It was not pretty looking.
It looked like, you know, like when you see Oliver Twist and they're just slapping gruel into the bowl. Like it looked like that. Like every sitcom you've ever seen when they go through the line in the cafeteria, that's what the presentation was.
Yes. Like just, he's not wrong.
No.
He's not wrong.
But it was delicious.
It was delicious. Now, I had that again.
But don't
yesterday.
Buy the picture.
Yeah, don't buy the picture.
You're not going to get what's in the picture.
No. I bought it again yesterday when I was there. It looked much prettier in presentation yesterday.
Well, I know when I was looking online that day and the next day, you know, when everybody started posting their reviews, everybody's just looked like what you'd slap the pigs with. But it was delicious, and I will get it again when we go back, as long as there's not a huge line in France.
Right. So then we also got the gingerbread Christmas log with milk chocolate and hazelnut ganache.
Yeah, wow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty decadent.
Very dense.
Chocolate.
It was a good thing we divided it in three.
The chocolate was delicious. It had like that hard chocolate shell kind of deal around it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yup.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there not? Oh, there it is. No, oh, that's the Heim. Oh, there it is. The Marche de Noël. Here we go.
Yep.
We did not get the creme de saumon fume, whatever.
No, because it...
The cream of smoked salmon and house-made dill brioche bread with a cucumber. We didn't get that.
No.
It's gross.
But fish. We did get La Joelle Cocktail de Noël. It was...
Vodka. This is funny. The description is vodka, Grey Goose vodka, cold brew coffee, sea salt caramel toffee, and peppermint.
It was.
That's pretty fantabulous. It was.
Delicious.
You know.
And it was delicious.
I feel like if they did it with hot coffee, it would have been probably just as good.
Yes.
Like.
Last night I did get the frozen hot chocolate martini.
How was that?
Really good. It was delicious. It was gone really quick.
They do it well.
They do.
I mean, it's France. They should do food well, right?
Right. And the frozen, and that is Grey Goose, vanilla vodka, chocolate milk, and whipped cream.
It's really funny.
Is what? The chocolate milk?
That they do it with Grey Goose, vodka, and vodka. it's weird.
Well, it's Grey Goose vanilla vodka. And makes you think, why would they not just do Grey Goose vodka?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did they put a splash of Grey Goose in and then fill the rest of it up with Mr. Boston's premium vodka or something? That's just weird. Whatever they're doing, it was delicious.
Whatever it was all delicious. Absolutely delicious.
All right, so we ran through the rest of the stuff here. The chocolate ganache thing.
Chocolate ganache, that was $6.75.
Okay. And that was a good-sized dessert for one person. And an excellent-sized dessert to cut in three pieces, knowing that you're going to another booth in 3 minutes.
Exactly. So, it was a good size. It wasn't a, minuscule one. And then the Joelle cocktail was only $11.75, which is actually...
It was a good-sized drink. If you had ordered that at anywhere at Disney Springs, it was at least $15 to $18.
Yes.
Seriously, it was a good sized drink.
Yes, it was.
How about the martini?
The martini.
Oh, you don't know because you didn't save your receipt last night.
I did. It's just not in this book.
It's fine. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll just take the whole martini thing out.
Yeah.
Not that you had it, but that I asked you the price.
Right.
So, okay, we left there.
Mm-hmm.
We started off in France, which was probably could have potentially been a huge mistake because France is usually the highlight of any of the festivals.
And it's
especially
super
this one.
We're busy.
And so we may have been setting ourselves up for major disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
But we weren't. But. Spoiler alert. From there, we went to La Heim, the holiday kitchen between Morocco and the France pavilions.
Mm-hmm. And they have done
for the last
well
couple
the
festivals. It's basic for the last couple festivals. It's basically been the Encanto booth.
Yeah. Right.
But it's back to that. So. The first thing we had was the pastrami on rye with house-made pickles and deli mustard. And it was a full-on half a sandwich, not like a finger sandwich. It was a half a sandwich. And it was stuffed with pastrami, good pastrami. Mm.
It was delicious.
It really was.
It was delicious.
How much was it?
$5.75.
So do yourself a favor, go and get two of them and make that lunch.
Yep.
Because I don't know that you're going to get a pastrami on rye Earl sandwich for $11.50. Maybe you are. I don't know. We haven't eaten an Earl sandwich in 100 years, but
yeah.
It was excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We also got the potato latkes, right?
Well, actually, Jason got that one.
Right, but we all ate it.
But we all ate it.
You remember how much they were?
I believe they were $6. Maybe not. Okay. May have been less than that.
Hard to believe they were more than the sandwich, but they could have been.
Right.
We didn't have anything that was $10.
No.
I know that. Other than beverages.
Wait a minute. No, they were $4. And then they offered them with salmon on them, which ran a dollar more.
Yeah, I saw some people that had the one with salmon. Back to presentation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a salmon fish guy, but they weren't beautiful looking.
No.
The potato latkes we had were better looking.
Yes.
They came with like a sour cream sauce.
It was a dill sauce.
Yeah, okay.
Sour cream dill sauce, which that if I had known that, I would have asked them not to put it on it, to put it on the side.
Yeah, but also you didn't order it.
I know.
Just saying. I know. You like them with applesauce.
Well, either applesauce or sugar.
I will tell you, I had part of one without the sauce on it, and it was an awesome hash brown.
Yeah.
Like an awesome hash brown. With the sauce on them, they were good.
Yeah.
They were good. They were very good. So,
I mean, they had a good texture to them. They were firm enough. They were good. So, yeah.
Yeah. And we had just had a sweet drink and a dessert at France, so we did not get the arugula, but I would assume that it was probably as good as everything else there.
I'm sure it was, but we did get
a black and white cookie.
Yeah.
And that was like three something, right?
$3.
Yeah, there you go. $3. Like three something.
Pretty much all of the cookies on the cookie stroller were $3. Keyword.
It didn't disappoint. It's always a good cookie, and it was still a good cookie.
And it's a huge cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also got, while we were there, it was my turn to have a beverage.
Right.
I got the frozen New York whiskey sour featuring Manifest whiskey and Manischewitz blackberry wine. I still can't say it without laughing.
No, but it was funny that it's Manischewitz. But what did you think of it?
So I thought it was fantastic. It was great.
It really was good. It really was good.
Gave me a brain sneeze, but
yeah.
But someone out there will get that reference, maybe.
I know. Yeah.
But it was very good. And Manischewitz, you know, usually tastes like you're drinking syrup. But
in this, it worked.
The whiskey cut it just fine.
Yep.
It was very good. I'm not exactly sure where the sour part was coming from.
Yeah.
Because it kind of wasn't. But it was a very good drink.
Yes.
And another one that I feel like would be a very good drink if it was not frozen.
Right. That one ran $12.50. It was a little higher than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was whiskey.
It was okay. Because, it was still good. I thought it was very good.
We are in a world where whiskey is like suddenly back to being popular.
Right.
And especially with bourbons, although this is not one, everybody seems to be trying to out-expensive themselves now. So whiskey is expensive.
Right.
You know. Actually, is this true? Maybe it is bourbon. What? No, it's not bourbon. Say they make it in Tennessee. It's not bourbon.
No.
I was just looking it up. Right. They say they make quality bourbon in Tennessee. Well, guys.
Yeah. By definition.
Yeah. That's not how that works. It's like saying you make champagne in Tennessee.
Right.
But it was very good. Like, it was very tasty.
Yes, so it was.
I can't keep up with all the new ones.
I know.
Okay, well, now they say that they make it in Kentucky, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So weird.
Belgium. Belgium?
We next went to Belgium.
Yeah, I can't find
it. Let me see if I can find that, because they have everything listed by the name of the kitchen and not
just
Belgium.
I can find it in the app. There's an app for it. Gives the prices of it too.
Oh, that's Germany, Port of Entry, Disney Traders. Mexico, China, Japan.
An order, wow. We didn't go to Holiday Table.
On the website, they have them alphabetically, but by the name of the
kitchen.
Yeah, so
the Bavaria Holiday Kitchen, that was the one in Germany.
That's Germany, but we went to Belgium.
Well, it's the one just beyond Germany. It's between Germany and Africa.
Well, that was German.
It's got the pork schnitzel, the cheese fondue, and the bread.
Yeah, that's German. Maybe that's where we went. I thought we went to Belgium, but.
Well, but that's where it's at, is between those.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So
I know we skipped Italy.
Right. And we skipped America because the line was too long. And we skipped Japan.
And they didn't have anything new in America.
Right. Right.
It was all stuff they've had before, so it wasn't a priority to go to.
Right. And
we skipped, for the same reason, we skipped Tangerine Cafe.
Right. There was nothing new.
I will say, there is nothing new. They had a cider flight, right?
Yeah, actually, we did get the cider. I believe we got the cider flight.
You got a cider flight somewhere. Was it there?
Yeah.
Okay. But they had the lamb kefta and the cermoula chicken and the Moroccan bread.
Right.
So we didn't go there because it's the same thing they have for every single festival, like literally the same thing.
Right.
And then they had the cider flight.
Right.
So you did get the flight there.
Yes. Because I remember Jason, because I remember the guy when he was
pulling. Yeah, I remember the whole holiday snake bite. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then
the cider flight was good. The cider flight was surprisingly good, because typically for me, ciders are like super sweet.
Right. And these
were not as sweet. They were very tasty, but you didn't feel like when you drink stuff that's like pure sugar, my mouth like actually gets a little dry. You know, and I didn't get that feeling drinking it. So
yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, it was a very good flight. It was like $10. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 10 to 25, actually.
Yeah.
The flights have gone up a little bit.
Okay. So then we went to the Bavaria Holiday Kitchen in the Germany Pavilion.
Yes, and I do have my receipt. I did find it.
And we got it all.
Pretty much, we got
the pork schnitzel with mushroom sauce, spatzle, and braised red cabbage.
Uh-huh.
So here is my interesting take on that. And okay. It's interesting, not because anybody might care, but because I thought it was interesting. The pork schnitzel was better there than at Beer Garden.
Really?
Yeah. The Beer Garden one tends to be a little thin and a little dry, so I usually skip it.
Okay.
This was not. And then, you know, the mushroom sauce and the spatzle and the cabbage all added to it. But the schnitzel had, you know, it was, I don't want to say juicy because it's deep fried pork, but it was not dried out, which tends to happen at Beer Garden. It was very good. How much was it?
It was $6.50.
Yeah, it was a good portion too.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of these, you know, were pretty healthy portions for a for a festival.
Yes, I would agree with that 100%.
The cheese fondue in a bread bowl with steamed baby vegetables and marble potatoes.
They were good. It was very good. However, it was a little chilly out and a little rainy. So the cheese tends to cool down very quickly.
Yeah, it did. But it was still very, very good.
It was very
good. And the vegetables were really cooked well, even for being steamed.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoyed it.
That was, $8.25. But that's always about the price of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's a big, big bread bowl, and it's a lot of cheese.
And the presentation's good. It always looks cool.
Yes, it does.
Then we had, actually, the picture on their website is the pork tenderloin, and to be honest, or the pork schnitzel. And to be honest with you, you can look at it on their picture and tell that it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It doesn't come out looking like that, obviously.
Right.
For one thing, they show it on like a real plate, but I mean, they do, you know.
I know.
It's just not the cardboard whatever that you get it in.
Right.
And then we got the Linzer cookie.
Yes.
I mean, the cookie was a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
The jam or whatever that is inside it, whatever that filling is.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to buy a jar of that to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with.
Now, I will say, good. I personally did not think the cookie was as good this year as it was last year.
No, I didn't think the cookie was as good. I thought the jam was good.
Yeah.
And the cookie, like I said, the cookie was just a cookie. It was a little bit dry.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Usually they're not, it doesn't fall apart that as bad. Does that make sense?
Right. We got the beer flight.
Yes.
Which is kind of a misnomer because the first thing on it was the Postman Pure Hard Apple Cider from Frankfurt, Germany. Again, it was not sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it was not good. Overly sweet. It was really good.
It was very good.
I would buy that again and walk around Epcot with it.
Okay.
They also had the Tank Brewing Company Prost Fest beer from Miami, Florida.
Prost.
That one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely not a German beer, but it was okay. And they sell that one every year.
Right.
For this. And then the Kostritzer Schwarzbier Bitburger Germany was really good. That was a German beer, and it was very good.
And that one was new this year.
Sure. I don't remember. The Prost, I remember because of the name that they have it every year.
Right.
But the other ones, I couldn't tell you if they were new or not.
Yeah.
So we had all of that. And again, yes. $10.25 for the beer flight, $3 for the cookie.
Correct.
So we're 3 for 3 at that point, like enjoying ourselves. Really 4 for 4 because the cider flight was good.
Yes.
And we've got 2 cookies knocked out from our cookie stroll.
Exactly.
So we are making progress, babe.
Yeah, we are.
From Germany, we skipped Italy. And as we discussed last week, that may be a good thing. Right. Italy got to step up their game. They're all proud of their food, but France just destroys them in these festivals.
Like, yes.
Literally destroys them. They got to step it up a little bit.
So we didn't go to China. I did want to get something in China, but it's nothing new. So
no, there wasn't anything new there. Right.
And the line was pretty long. So we skipped that one.
Yeah. And they had soup, which would have been really good based on the weather. It was rainy and cold that day.
Yes, it was.
But it's also soup and it's hard to walk around with. So we didn't get it.
Right. Then we hit Mexico.
Well, we stopped in Norway. Oh, no, that was the next week.
That was the next week.
Oh, we skipped. Day. But we did forget. Oh, I guess it was the next day. So we'll talk about it now, too. We forgot. While we were at Laheim, the Hanukkah storyteller came out, and it was his first day at Disney. He had never been there before.
Yes.
Really good. He was playing guitar. Typically, the guy that used to do it played the, I don't know what you call it in Jewish music, if it's a fiddle or a violin, but usually that's what the guy played.
So it's a fiddle.
There you go. This guy had a guitar, but he was really good with it.
He was very good.
Told the story, and I don't know for sure if it was all scripted. It sounded like he was telling personal stories of growing up doing Hanukkah.
Yes.
Maybe not. Maybe he was a very good actor, but we bought it.
Well, yeah. When I walked by yesterday, he was telling this. I heard the same part. So it's probably scripted, but I think it's scripted for him, of him.
Yeah, right. 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 So do not pass up the storytellers. They're awesome. Right. All of them are awesome.
Yes.
And speaking of awesome, now we're in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see the mischievous Barn Elf or Barn Santa. I think they changed his name this year. I think he's suddenly Barn Santa instead of Barn Elf like he had been for years.
Yeah.
It is such an entertaining story, the way they do it with the two of them. And
it's really cute.
It really is.
It's cute. It's educational, but it's fun.
It always has a big crowd. And it's like a great spot for a big crowd.
Right.
Right. They have that area that's perfect. You can get a pretty good sized crowd there and not be in the way of everybody.
Yes.
So we always make sure to catch that when we are at Epcot during the holidays.
And I think it was good. one of the first shows too, because of the time of when it opened. So it may have been the first show.
Well, we saw it the second day, so it wasn't the first show.
Oh, I thought Jason was with us. So. No, we saw him.
Oh, I guess it was the first day. Jason and Michelle were with us.
It was the first day. Yeah.
Speaking of which, jumping back a bit, we were at the American Pavilion and we had just run into our friend John.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some kind of funnel cake.
Yes.
Because, you know, God forbid a food blogger skip a booth, right?
Right.
But I think that was actually for pleasure because he had told us that they were skipping the U.S. because it was nothing new, but he did have a funnel cake.
Well, because the funnel cake was new.
Okay. But that wasn't at the booth. That was like...
No, that was at the funnel cake.
Blocking Hans or whatever. So anyway, we had just run into him and we were getting ready to, you know, go our separate ways. And all of a sudden we heard Scott and Karen and Michelle was standing there.
I know. That was so
cool. Didn't know she was here.
Yeah.
Didn't expect it like at all. So we had to hang out with her a little bit on that day and then a lot more the next day.
Yes.
So that was super fun. Super cool.
It was
cool.
Super fun. I'm so glad she got to enjoy. She got to watch the Barn Elf too.
Well, that was on her like
list.
That was basically why we ended up hanging out together was we were both headed that way and we had just a few minutes to get there.
Right.
Like, right. You know, 20 minutes or something to get over to Norway.
Yeah.
I believe based on when it was starting. So yeah, we all went over there.
Uh-huh.
And then we went on to, I guess, Mexico.
Mexico. Yeah, she went to her guardians, I think.
Yeah, and then she was park hopping.
Right.
You know, she had big plans. This was a last minute trip for her, so she had big plans.
Right, right.
Being solo and all that.
Yes.
As one does.
Mm-hmm.
Our last stop, kind of, was Las Posadas Holiday Kitchen in the Mexico Pavilion. We got the giant tostada de chorizo. A giant tostada with chipotle black bean puree, ground chorizo, salsa verde, queso cotija, crema mexicana, and pickled onions. Two thumbs up. How much was that?
That was $10.79.
Okay. So we did spend 10 bucks on something that was food. Well worth it. Mm-hmm. It was the size of a Mexican pizza, like maybe bigger from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Good size, very good flavor.
It was delicious.
Super easy to break off part of the tostada and keep stuff on it.
Yes.
Like it was just really good.
Yes.
We also had the tamale de barbacoa. The shredded barbacoa beef in a corn masa topped with mole negro, queso cotija, crema mexicana, and pickled onions. I thought it was really good tamale. You had never had a tamale before, and so you were not interested after that first bite.
I tried it. Hey, I made the effort. I even tried a second bite because I didn't get quite enough meat and substance in the first bite.
Yeah.
It just was not my cup of tea.
It was a pretty authentic tamale and tasted very good. It definitely needed the sauce. Like there wasn't quite as much flavor in the beef as I thought there should have been.
Okay.
But overall, it was a very good tamale. For how much?
It was $7.98.
Yeah, it was worth that.
Their dollar amounts just crack me up. I don't know why.
Yeah. I'm sure it's meant to work out to even numbers when you buy more than one thing.
Right.
We also had the dulce de leche churro sprinkled with cinnamon sugar. We had that last year. And I will say the same thing that I remember saying last year. That is the best Disney churro at Walt Disney World.
Right.
The dulce de leche churro is like injected with dulce de leche.
Right.
Right. It's got a filling. So yes. I love dulce de leche in general. Cake, mm-hmm. Hit me, whatever. Sunshine Churro, who are friends of ours and make fantastic churros over at Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. Theirs, they put like a dulce de leche on the top of the churro. And it's really good. But this one, it's in the middle of the churro.
Which
and it's just really good. It is by far the best Disney churro I've had. Not including third party.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong statement.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of, it's a low bar, but I mean, it is.
Right.
Disney churros aren't great.
Okay.
You know, but Disney World churros are not great. Right. But these were pretty great.
Okay. And
which means they can do it.
Yes.
They just need to do it.
Right.
All the beverages were margaritas. Nope. Two of the beverages were margaritas. We just didn't feel like getting that involved that day.
Right.
But we did have the Holiday Cerveza, which is a Mexican artisanal craft lager with blackcurrant liqueur. That description is not what the description was the day we ordered it. The day we ordered it literally said beer with blackcurrant liqueur.
It literally said that on the sign. Yes.
And I was like, fairly, it's whatever beer we happen to pour into the glass and we'll pour this blackcurrant liqueur into.
Well, and so, and on the receipt, it's, what is it? It's large mistletoe cerveza.
Mm.
That's the name.
So there we go.
Yep.
It was good. I liked it. And I will do that one again, too. Really added something to it. It was good.
Mm-hmm. And that was $12.20. And the churro was $6.10.
Yeah. So totally worth it. Everything there was really good. Everything we had was good. The worst thing we had probably, the worst thing we had was the Linzer cookie. And it wasn't bad. It was a cookie, for God's sake.
Right. And now we did go inside the Odyssey.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, I actually have that here.
There, got it.
Inside the Odyssey.
We saw Santa.
Yep, he was very good. It's the same. I think it's the same Santa as last year. He's really good.
It was that day. It was not the next day.
Right.
We got the beer flight. Did we get the hot chocolate too?
Yes. Yes, I got the candy cane.
And I guess we got the salted caramel spaceship Earth cookie.
No, we did not. Here. We got the red velvet mini bundt cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. And then we got the pinwheel peppermint cookie. Peppermint pinwheel cookie.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
those
right.
Those are the two desserts. And four then we cookies. Got the beer flight.
That's four cookies. Four.
I know. And beer flight and the cocoa candy. What did they call it here? Yeah, they called it peppermint cocoa. On the receipt, it's cocoa candy cane.
Okay. The peppermint cocoa was how much?
Peppermint cocoa was $12.50.
Okay. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I'm like a hot chocolate guy. It was really good.
Yeah, it was hot chocolate by Joffrey's with peppermint schnapps.
Yeah. Not special. Like, just hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps. Really good.
Delicious.
Dug it.
Delicious.
Dug it. The cookie was $3 again.
Yep.
The red velvet thing, how much was that?
$4.75.
There you go. All of them, again, really good. So the beer flight.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Wicked Weed Brewing Jack Frost IPA, the BrewDog It's a Butte Stout, and the Wicked Weed Brewing Milk and Cookies Imperial Milk Stout. The Jack Frost IPA, as I say every about a week on this show, I don't really care for IPAs, and it was an IPA. I'm sure if you like IPAs, it's probably pretty good.
Right.
I just don't like orange-flavored beer. I don't drink Blue Moon. I don't drink, just don't like orange-flavored beer. Weird, living in Florida where everything tastes like oranges, but... the Wicked Weed Brewing Milk and Cookies Imperial Stout just tasted like a milk stout.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it was anything. I didn't taste any milk and cookies in it.
No.
The BrewDog, it's a Butte Stout from Columbus, Ohio. It was the middle one in the flight. Right. It was really good. That one was really good. I want more of that one.
Yes.
Very, very happy with that one. Mm-hmm. That was our trip through, you know, more of the festival than I thought. I don't remember where we got our fifth cookie.
Well, actually, this is over a couple days. This is both Friday and Saturday. So
it was, yeah.
Yeah, so our fifth, well, we got our, actually, that was three cookies, right?
No, it was four.
Okay, well, we end up getting, apparently ended up getting six because, oh, it's because I just wanted this cookie. It was the one at the, it's the booth kind of when you come from the Odyssey, like you're going towards Creation Shop and you come over the little bridge. There's that one booth. They call it,
Noche Buena Casina?
Right. I got a chocolate.
Oh, the spiced chocolate cookie.
Yes.
I didn't have any of that. How was that?
It was delicious.
We started taking them. You had a...
Yeah, I had a little container.
Round Tupperware thing that you put them in. So I didn't try that one.
Yeah, you were out of town.
When you finally ate it, yes.
Yeah, when I finally ate it, yeah.
But that was our fifth cookie. So we did go get... We did get the Wish cookie.
Yes. It was cute.
Yeah, I mean, it just looked like a nice cookie. I didn't try it. It was prepackaged.
Yeah.
You know.
It was cute. But we did get, when we did get the, they gave us a little milkshake or whatever it was.
Right.
For finishing the, for finishing it.
Yeah, right. Which they do.
Yes.
So a little, how was that? I didn't try that either.
I had a bite and I couldn't eat anything else. I was too full. Gotcha. So I threw this stuff in there in the trash can and just cleaned it out.
Yeah, gotcha. Was the bite good or not?
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. It was, okay. You know, I don't really do ice cream. So
yeah, I mean it was a free milkshake, so whatever it was.
Yeah.
But we actually did better with these than I thought we did.
Yeah, we did end up getting an extra cookie on our thing when we went to go ride Soarin'. We went down to
because they had the one down there in Sunshine Seasons, which is also on the cookie stroll.
Right. But I wanted it anyways because it was the M&M one.
Right.
The little mini M&M's in it. That one was really good.
Yeah. The Jingle Sugar Cookie made with M&M chocolate candy.
Yeah.
It was
really good.
Connections Cafe has the holiday sugar cookies. The cafe is the Starbucks.
Yes.
Can't mobile order in there.
Nope.
We're not going to wait in line for it.
Nope.
So there is a rumor that potentially that cookie might end up in the Connections eatery as well, but it isn't yet, as far as we can tell.
Right. Yeah. And you did try another beer at the refreshment port. It was the hard cider pumpkin, the one from Kiel.
Oh, I did, because Kiel and Curry is like 5 minutes from my work.
Right.
Like, we drive by there a lot trying to get home.
Yes.
That was really good.
Yeah.
We actually joked about stopping by there on the way home and picking up some.
Yeah, because we physically drove by it.
We didn't this week, but we do a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's any traffic coming into Tampa, we usually get off right there and go by there.
Right. And that was very good. Had a good flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't overly pumpkin spice. It just had kind of just a tinge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was very good. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that place.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Michelle got the sweet potato fry poutine or whatever it was.
Yes, right.
Right.
And we had dinner that second night.
We did.
At Haleo.
We did.
Now, we'll talk about Haleo later. So that's going to do it for this week. Mm-hmm. Right? That's 170 down. Yay, us.
Look at that. Who knew?
Thanks again for everyone, every one of you that's listening to us. We appreciate it. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yes.
On social media, you can find us on Instagram at MickeyFile_podcast. The Facebook page, of course. The Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. Podcast is available everywhere that you find podcasts. So, you know, Apple, Spotify, whatever else. Amazon, Audible. That was so weird to me.
We're on Audible?
Yeah, all this. Yeah, they're all on Amazon Music and Audible, which is, kind of cool because, you know.
Yeah.
I use Audible a lot. I use Amazon Music some, but not for podcasts.
Right.
Best way to support the show is just like, subscribe, follow, whatever. Oh, we're available on YouTube now, too. I don't know how you subscribe to that, but there it is.
Okay.
Like directly just pull the RSS feed. So people who have YouTube Music, you can check us out on YouTube Music.
Cool. Yeah. Actually, somebody asked me that yesterday and I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, we're there.
Okay.
And if you want to get in touch with us for whatever reason, drop us an email at MickeyFilePodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.